My name is Tony Forrest. I'm a former senator in the North Carolina State Legislature. I am running for the U.S. Congress in the 6th Congressional District. I'm running because I really think that our state needs much better representation in Washington than what we're getting. The partisan bickering and the name-calling and the lack of a desire to work as a team is extremely divisive, and it does not solve our problems. We need representation that kind of reflects our values and the interests of average middle-class families.
Numerous local and national polls suggest most Americans are concerned about the creation of new jobs and also stopping jobs from being exported overseas. So, Mr. Forrest, if you were elected to Congress representing North Carolina in Washington, D.C., what are some of your strategies to help promote job creation?
All right. I really think that a good place to start is the Rebuild America Act legislation and some parts of that. It pretty much lays the groundwork for future growth by investing in programs that create jobs by rebuilding the infrastructure of the country. One of the big things to get the economy going, in my opinion, is we have to get money circulating. Middle-class America will spend and circulate the money if they have it. So when people want to suggest things like enhancing rich individuals and large corporations, that to me is not an answer, because when rich individuals and large corporations get their hands on excess money, they'll store it up, because if recession does come, it means that there's a likelihood that you're going to need that money. The second thing, I would take a look at something like the Simpson-Bowles Commission on Fiscal Responsibility Report. That's a great place to start talks on what we need to do as far as a national agenda.
But according to economists, governments can't make businesses spend money and hire people.
And I don't think that they should. This is a free economy. I mean, we want people to hire and to start businesses because they think that's the way for success in the future, and it's because of what they want to do. It's just that I think the government does have a big factor in how people perceive the economy and how people perceive what's going to happen in the future. And those perceptions will affect what they want to willingly do.
You served in the North Carolina Senate, representing the 24th District from 2006 until 2010, correct?
That's correct.
How did you help to foster collaboration?
You know, I went out of my way to listen to ideas from both sides. And sometimes people bring forth things that I just hadn't thought about. If you have a certain amount of civility moving forward, you're respectful of what other people think and what they want, and you try to find common ground somewhere. And once that common ground is found, you try to expand on it.
There are some Americans who have suggested the country needs to be run more like a business. Do you think that would be a better approach for our nation in terms of helping it progress and grow?
No, I don't. I absolutely do not. If you're going to run this country like a business, then you take a situation like the problems they were having in Detroit and take the attitude of, this is a business, we're trying to make a profit. If we need to shut Detroit down, shut it down and put 1.5 million people out of work. That's okay, because our goal is to maximize profit. The goal is not to maximize profit. The goal for government should be to serve the people. When you've got 1.5 million people that are going to be affected by the auto industry in Detroit, you do everything that you can to keep those people employed so that they will be able to feed their families, so that they'll be able to do the kinds of things that will make the country stronger down the road.